Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Excessive computer use as a mental disorder. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Psychiatrist Gerald Block believes heavy use of computers, video games, and the internet can either cause mental illness or, at the very least, be a destructive manifestation of pre-existing behavioral disorders. Writing in the American Journal of Psychiatry, Block argues there ought to be an entry in the next Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Illness, or DSM, called Pathological Computer Use. The DSM is a handbook for the mental health industry that lists different kinds of mental disorders and information about diagnosing them.
If it were listed in the DSM, you then have one clear definition of what the disorder is. People can describe it. In terms of additional research, we can then all be studying the exact same thing. Right now, we have several different definitions of what the potential definitions of what the diagnosis is. We need to decide on one so that we're all talking about the same thing. And then once it's there, it's much easier to describe what its etiology is, what its history is in terms of what one can expect when seeing patients with this, what the disease or the disorder responds to, and in terms of medication or different treatment options.
All right, so what are the hallmarks of pathological computer use? What are the behaviors that you are concerned about?
First is it has to be very serious in terms of the repercussions on someone. So very few people are troubled by something enough that they go out and seek psychiatric help. You know, that might be one gauge, is if it's troubling enough that the person's actually seeking some treatment and some help dealing with it. The second issue is it has to be excessive. And it's hard to define how many hours is excessive. With the current amount of research that we've done on this, I would say probably in the range of 25 to 30 hours a week for entertainment purposes using the computer or non-work purposes, but at the lowest level of what we would consider excessive. The third issue is that the person has mood symptoms when they're not able to access their computer or need to get off the computer. And the fourth issue is that the person needs more of the computer or better computer experience, meaning more expensive equipment or new software on a frequent basis in order to get the same degree of satisfaction.
Well, who does it benefit to call this a mental disease rather than some person just going a little overboard?
Hopefully it benefits the patient. In my work, about 100% of patients can have some other diagnosis, and generally that's what I'm seeing them for. That's what they're complaining about. And the computer use is only uncovered as part of the intake history and the evaluation.
Which seems to make it more of a symptom than a disorder.
Well, if it were a one-to-one match, you know, if everybody who had depression also, or the only cases of compulsive computer use occurred in people that had depression, then yeah, I would say it would be, you know, a symptom of a particular other diagnosis. But because it's spread across the board pretty evenly with many different diagnoses, I don't think you can draw that link. What I can say is it complicates the treatment of those other disorders immensely, so that if someone comes in with depression or anxiety disorder, part of that treatment is to get them out into the real world again and get them functioning. One thing that handicaps that or makes it much more difficult is the intensity of the computer involvement. If they are getting all their satisfaction from the virtual, they don't want to necessarily give that up to reenter the real.
Gerald Block is a psychiatrist in Portland, Oregon. You can listen to more of Block's comments by visiting futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.